We're going to vote on this, and I'll ask the secretary if he'll call the roll. Secretary, will you call the roll? Okay. Edward Seeger?
No.
Yes. Rosenberg?
I yes, N-O.
What was that?
I'm passing because I'm not sure what we're voting on. What are we voting on? Or I can just wait till the end.
Well, I don't know. I'm trying to... Let me first ask Brian what he said. What did you say, Brian?
I voted no. You said yes.
Okay.
I want to make sure you're recording me as a no.
Point of information.
That's why I repeat them. No, you can't have point of information right now. We're trying to get this election done. Okay,
but we need to have the motion reread.
Oh, Jesus.
You can just say we're voting on Serene's motion or we're voting on Teresa's motion, that would answer my quandary.
I did say that.
That's not... We need the actual motion.
Right.
Have you said...
Well, motion's just very long.
Excuse me a minute, everybody. Excuse me a minute. Let me talk. Serene, have you said that you haven't sent the motion yet? Have you? Essentially, Serene's motion is saying Well, you paraphrase it, Serene, or read it, or something. Are you there?
I can. I don't need to actually read the text, but I will paraphrase it.
Okay, can we do it within 30 seconds?
I started before you interrupted me.
Thank you very much.
The bylaws specify a process and a timeline for nomination of affiliate directors. This process was not followed, the board was not consulted in advance, and is being presented with results after the fact that violate our process. That's a problem. We're the national board.
Okay, that's essentially the motion. We're in a vote, so everybody please be quiet, mute your phones, and let's get on with this vote.
Okay.
Excuse me. I just need to be sure before we vote that we are voting yes or no on Serene's motion.
Yes, that's called a point of order. That's not an excuse me.
Thank you.
Yes,
okay.
We're voting on Serene's motion. She just paraphrased it. And yes, this means you're for Serene's motion. No means you're not for it.
Okay. So, Richard, this is Tracy. You were up to me, and my vote is no.
And you voted no, and Edward Stinker voted no. Okay. Wilkinson.
I vote yes.
Yes. Diaz, King, Norman?
No.
No. Stitt, Brazon?
No. I'm sorry.
No.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Crumshow? Can't hear you.
No.
Okay, y'all pay attention. This. Medina?
Yes.
Thank you. Reese? Summer? Can't hear you, Summer. Alan?
Alan says no.
No. Alanar?
No.
No. Hitchell? Was that Summer? No. That was Apollinar?
That was Reese.
Hitchell says no.
Okay, I don't know who me is.
Reese said no, and Apollinar and Reese. Alan and Hitchell said no.
Okay, is that right? Reese said no, Apollinar said no, Hitchell said no, Uzel said no. Burton? Okay.
Richard?
Who is me? Just a minute,
Richard,
John.
Who
is me?
John.
Just a minute, John. Who is me?
I'm not saying me. I'm saying Reese. It's Summer.
Reese.
I can't talk this loud.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got you down for a no. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, John,
you had me down for a no?
I got you down for a no. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, let's go talking and move on. Burden?
No.
No. Coleman?
N-O.
N-O. That means, okay. Roberts?
Yes.
Yes.
Saba?
No.
No. Lane Ewart?
No.
Lane, excuse me, Madam, Mr. Secretary, I don't think that the affiliate would vote on this.
I actually think I need to abstain.
Okay, I got you down for abstain. Okay, did somebody pass? No. Okay. Okay, we've got 4-12-1, motion fatal. We have a motion on the floor to elect Director.
I'm sorry. Can you just repeat the count?
What is that?
Can you just repeat the count?
I still don't understand what you're saying.
Repeat the vote count, please.
4-12.
4-12-1. Okay, we're gonna take a vote on Director Lane Ewart's election to be a director one more year. Okay.
This is Brian with a point of order.
Richard, is it possible to amend the motion at this point?
No.
Okay.
What is Brian, you had some kind of motion?
It's a point of order.
Point of order, okay, what was it?
I don't know why, but our bylaws require 30 days notice before we elect affiliate directors. I think this should go to a written ballot so that people who aren't at this meeting can vote on them.
As we've always done.
Mr. Secretary or Mr. Chair, may I speak? Teresa?
No, ma'am. I'm talking about this point of order right now.
May I motivate my motion?
No, you can just let me talk about this point of order right now. Okay, now, Brian, I'm sorry, I was interrupted there just as you were talking about your point of order. You're suggesting that the bylaws require that we have an election through emails?
No, the bylaws suggest something that's now impossible. They say, given 30 days advance notice at a board meeting in December of each year, the directors shall establish a protocol for balloting and then elect two affiliate representative directors.
I'm going to overrule your point of order because that notice was given. I don't know specifically how many months ago, but it was given. And so I'm going to overrule your point of order.
Wait. Notice that we would be voting today?
Alan, for the staff.
I'm going to overrule your point of order. Would you please
recognize Alan?
No, I will not yet. I'm talking right
now. I will appeal the ruling of the chair so that Alan can discuss it.
Okay, Alan cannot discuss it. If you're going to appeal the ruling of the chair, if you want to add, you can say something. I said something, you can say something, and then we're going to vote.
No.
Okay. I'll say something, and it's debatable, so Alan can raise her hand after me.
Talk, Brian. Time to run it out.
So look, our bylaws, and this is appropriate, they say notice goes out, which means you say to all the board members, on this and this date, we're going to hold an election. That's important because people make decisions about what meetings and what portions of meetings they're going to attend. And for high-stakes meetings, our bylaws create notice requirements. I think the easiest way to comply with that at this point is send everything something in writing saying, go ahead and cast your vote by email, which is what this board has done in the past, and give them a reasonable period of time, like 10 or 15 days, to respond by email.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Instead of just bringing it on, people in the middle of the meeting.
Tracy, okay. Go back.
We're not going to do a stack on this. We're just going to vote whether to sustain the chair or overrule or not sustain the chair. I overruled that because I said there was notice, and we're going to have a vote on it right now. And I'm going to ask Edward Seeker how he votes on whether to sustain the chair or not.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. An appeal is debatable. If other people want to speak, they get a chance to speak.
I have point of
We've been over
procedure,
this.
Please, Mr. Chair. Point of procedure. That's order, point of order.
I don't know the Robert's rules. Is that true? Everybody else thinks that's true?
Yes.
That this is the basis?
I emailed out a citation about this 2 weeks ago.
Okay. We're going to run a stack on whether this is... Point of order,
Mr. Chair. Point of order, please.
What is your point of order?
The orders of the day. I'm calling the orders of the day. Adjournment was at 10:30. It's now... it's only 10 o'clock. I'm sorry.
Mr. Chair, may I please...
I withdraw my point of order. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, would you please let Alan speak?
Okay. Alan wants to be on the stack to speak. Okay. Somebody else? Okay,
yeah,
Teresa, go.
Okay.
And Lydia.
Teresa. Okay, Lydia.
Okay. Brian and Lydia and Serene, I think you've known for a month that there were two openings and there are two candidates. I certainly notified everybody, and I sent all of their information to everyone. At this point, I have to feel in my heart that we're just playing games, and it's not productive. I just fail to see how it is productive for the foundation to be taking time debating whether we should do by email or not. We have two openings. There was proper notice given. And do you really feel that it's not in the best interest of the foundation, you know, to seat these people in January? The bylaws say, as first order of business and given 30 days advance notice, board of directors in December each year, the directors present and voting can establish a protocol. Now, we can establish a protocol to do something by email, or I can say, let the protocol be that we vote by acclamation, because we have two positions and we have two candidates. So I guess I'm asking that you sustain the chair, and I'm sorry that we had to come to this, but this is just really, I feel like you're all throwing a wrench in the works to make it so complicated to allow these people to be accepted.
What point of personal privilege? Richard Ozell, can you be at all unclear that what she's saying is completely improper?
Irene, that comes up as well. You're out of order. You haven't been the record yet.
Okay, everybody needs to be quiet. Teresa is speaking. I don't think her time is up yet.
I'm finished. I think we abided by the rules of the bylaws. I'm reading them right now.
You have not. Come on.
Okay.
Point of order. Director Roberts, you're out of order.
I have a point of personal privilege.
Listen to me. Listen carefully to me. You are out of order.
No need to raise your voice.
You are
not in your kitchen with me.
Serene, you are out of order. Now you need to come to order.
Teresa's comments were out of order, and I'm again asking for a point of order.
And if you're out of order a second time, it will be listed in the minutes.
Oh, Tracy for the staff.
Okay, everybody, we need some quiet now. We need some quiet.
The stack, please.
I heard Tracy to the stack.
Janet for the stack.
Richard, I was on the stack before that, and so were others.
Who was that?
Lydia. We had
Lydia,
a stack. Did you write it down?
I'm sorry. You're right. I got Alan. Okay. Lydia, Tracy, Janet.
Serena is on the stack, but I have a point of personal privilege that I would like addressed.
Do you want to be on the stack?
Sabra, I called a question. I would like to be on the stack, but I also have a point of personal privilege that I would like to have addressed now.
This is Jessica. Can I be on the stack, please?
Okay, hang on just a second. I'm getting the stack together. I heard Sabra, and I heard Jessica. Okay, and what is your point of personal privilege?
Teresa Allen spoke at length. She named myself and two other members, said that we were throwing a spanner in the works or whatever, some tool. You know, that's inappropriate.
It's not a point of privilege.
Okay, I will respond to that.
It's a point of personal privilege.
If you're named, if you're specifically named.
I will respond to that. I did not hear her name you, but if that happened, it's not correct, and it should not have happened. And I would ask everybody to refrain from naming people specifically when you make comments. Okay, we're going to move on. Lydia, you're the next on the stack.
Yes, I mean, I don't think that's the motivation, but I think it's highly improper that when the bylaws are specifying balloting, which is something that we individually may or may not want to be public in terms of preferences. We've never done that. Even for committees, we send in ballots. And so it's out of respect for the process, and the wording in the bylaw specifically says balloting. It's not going to delay anything. It can't delay the seating. Seating happens in January, and it's a very short period of time. It's what we've always done, even for committees. I don't understand. I think if anything, it's the other way that slows down the process. Let's just do as we've always done. The protocol is to send in the ballot to the national office. You know, we already know there's two applicants and two people. It's going to happen. But let's follow this rather than this is an easy bylaw section to follow. So it's not going to. I mean, please, let's just do it. Just approve the process. Send in our ballot.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
And not look into the motivation of people. That was outrageous.
We don't need comments on other people's comments. We're going down a stack. Tracy's the next person on the stack.
Well, I think that Lydia just made my argument for me. There's two candidates. There's two positions. There are no other candidates. Even those putting forward alternative motions are stating for the record that they don't have problems or significant problems with the two candidates who have volunteered. What on earth are we fighting about, and why can't we just pass this motion? The KFA local station board elected officers, I think, all four by acclamation just a couple of days ago without all of this insanity breaking out. So I think what's going on here doesn't really have a reasonable explanation, and we should simply move forward. And I'd like us to do both affiliate directors in one motion, if it's possible for me to amend, and that would take care of that. I think we've already spent half an hour on this, and that's 20 minutes too much. I am making an amendment that the motion seat both incumbent affiliate directors on the 2014 PNB. Yes.
I'll second that.
Because I don't want to do this all over again.
Okay. Thank you, Tracy. Janet, you're on the stack.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Go.
I just want to say, since this is a public meeting, that we should all think very carefully what is the difference between the spirit of going forward with a process and really trying to tangle up the process of moving forward in this meeting and any meeting. I really regret that Janice wasn't elected by acclamation, as she so richly deserves. Thank you. That's all. And same for Heather Gray.
Okay, that Serene, you're on the stack.
Thanks. I'm going to point out again that the issue is not whether these are fine women, fine candidates, fine affiliate directors, whether or not they have any particular skill, et cetera, et cetera. The point is also that they are not the beginning or the end of the affiliate universe, and that persons who are interested in becoming involved in Pacifica governance should not be made to feel, because one person is put forward or the other person requests to be put forward or whatever the case is, that they are then competing against a particular individual for wanting to share their skills with the board. It is not an issue of who these particular people are. That is the problem with Pacifica. Everyone wants to personalize something. Oh, well, I like you, and therefore let's bend the rules. No, the rules are there for a reason. They're there to, so that we can actually be inclusive instead of merely talking about transparency and being, you know, and wanting people to be involved, to bring their talents and their energy. It is no reflection on Janice's skills. She has been quite useful to this board. A number of us could learn from her. It is not about the individuals involved. It's about whether or not our bylaws actually mean anything or whether we will continue to bend and contort them to suit our personal preferences.
Okay, thank you. Saba, you're next on the stack.
Everything that I wanted to say was said. I think I would second Tracy's motion.
No,
and
it's, already,
move
it's,
on.
Already been, it's already been seconded.
Okay, so go.
Call the Carolyn on the stack.
No, who is that? Who is that?
Carolyn Irvin.
Carolyn, okay. Manajay, are you through with your comment?
Yeah, I want to call this question. I think that's it.
Call the question, okay. Manajay is calling the question. Is there any objection to calling the question, voting on this?
No.
Was that a yes or no?
No objection.
Thank you. Yes, there's an objection to calling the question?
No objection.
Okay, there's no objection. Don't tell us. That way they won't hear things. It'll be misconstrued. Okay, then we're going to vote on Serene's motion right now. And yes means you're in favor of it. No means you're against it.
Wait, we already voted on Serene's motion.
We are voting on whether to sustain the chair's ruling against the point of order that there wasn't 30 days notice. I say there was 30 days notice, and that is what the overruling is about. This is whether you sustain or don't sustain the chair. Yes means you sustain the chair. No means you don't sustain the chair. Okay, the next person to vote will be Tony Norman.
Wait.
No. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Stitt, Razan.
No.
What was that? Yes?
No.
No, I didn't think so. Okay. Crumb Show.
Yes.
Medina.
No.
Reese. Summer? You still alive?
To support the ruling of the chair, yes.
That was a yes?
Yes.
Okay. Alan?
Alan says yes.
Yes. Apollinar? Apollinar?
I said yes, and I'd like to be part of the next.
Yes, okay. Hitchell?
No.
I guess I get to vote. Burden?
You do get to vote.
Do I? Why?
Doesn't the chair get to sustain itself?
Okay, we're doing a vote. We're not talking. Burden
votes yes.
Yes. Coleman.
Yes.
Yes, Roberts.
Not only was there no 30-day notice, but the first time...
Yes or no?
We saw the applications was November 26th. So, no, of course not, because I'm out of the
order again. Hey, we're having a vote. We're not having a discussion.
30 days Earth
Serene,
time.
Out of order again.
Serene, you are out of order the second time.
No.
You are out of order.
That we did not get 30 days notice, and therefore I am voting no. No.
I got your no. Saba?
Yes.
Yes. Lane Ewart. No, you're abstaining. Excuse me. Edward Seeker.
No.
No.
present. Can't hear you, Tracy.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes,
yes, yes, yes. You only get one. Wilkinson.
No.
No. Diaz. King. Nobody passed. Nine, six, one. The chair has been sustained. We are now going to vote on the amendment to the motion, and the amendment is to consider both directors at the same time. Time is over on this issue, so we're going to go straight to the vote. And the vote is for the amendment. This is a vote for the amendment. It's on.
What's the amendment?
Rizan?
No, Richard, what
repeat
is the
amendment?
What is the amendment, please?
The amendment is to, for both Gray and Lane Hewitt. Okay, everybody, let's quit talking. Let's quit talking. The chair is trying to comment here. Let's quit talking, folks. The amendment is to consider both the approval of both Gray and Lane Hewitt. Okay, how do you vote, Lydia?
Pass.
Pass, okay. From Joe.
Wait, point of order, this is supposed to be valid under our bylaws. You can't make people vote on the record over whether or not their fellow board members are there.
This is an amendment to add both of these two there. You're not voting for anybody. You're voting for an amendment. Okay, Clem Show.
Yes.
Medina? Medina?
Pass.
Reese? Reese?
Pass.
You there? I can't hear you.
Not sure what we're voting on. Pass for a moment.
You're going to pass. Okay.
Alan says
Alan?
Yes. Alan says yes to the amendment.
Thank you. Apollinar.
Can I pass, please?
What was that?
Pass, please.
Pass. Hitchell. Can't hear you, Nancy.
Pass.
Was that a pass?
Yes.
Okay. Burden?
Yes.
Yes. Coleman? Coleman? Can't hear you, Jen.
Hello? Yes.
Yes. Okay. Roberts?
No, let's violate the bylaws twice.
No. What? Okay. Saba?
Point of order. She's out of order.
Oh, please.
Again.
Okay.
Again.
Let's finish this vote, folks.
Everybody comments on their votes, and nobody gets yelled at except Serene.
Saba?
That's not
Saba.
True.
Hey, Saba? Manajay, are you going to vote? Can't hear you.
I can't vote. I don't know what we were voting on. I got disconnected.
Hey.
Sorry.
Okay, what are you going to vote?
Richard. What is the issue? You can, what is it so I can decide what issue we can vote on?
This is a motion. Excuse me. This is a motion to amend. To add both groups of it names on the same motion.
I can't hear you. This is a motion to amend the affiliate what? To add both of those names.
This is okay. Everybody, y'all be quiet. Let me talk. One person. But Saba, this is an amendment to add both names to this election, whatever it's called.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, Lane Heward abstained. Edward Seegert.
On the amendment, yes.
Okay. Yes. Rosenberg.
Yes.
Yes. Siegel Wilkinson.
I abstain.
Abstain. Diaz, King, Norman?
Yes.
Yes. Stitt, Brazan, you passed?
No.
No. Medina passed?
No.
No. Reese passed?
Yes.
Yes. Excuse me. Polinar passed?
Yes, please.
Yes. Henschel passed.
Abstained.
What was that?
Henschel abstained.
Abstained. Okay, gotcha. Ten, three, three. Okay, we have a motion. The time is out on this. We're moving on to the votes. We have a motion to elect both of the people that have been nominated for affiliate director for 2014. And, Brazan, I'm going to ask you how you vote on that motion as amended.
Okay, this is Brian with a point of order.
Brian, we're in the middle of a vote.
Okay, it's a point of order. It interrupts anything.
I understand, Brian. What is your point of order? It doesn't interrupt
you
anything. Go ahead.
You can't hold an election by roll call. It's secret ballot or it's acclamation. So you ask for objection. If someone objects, it goes to a ballot.
I think you're right. How might we go about sending this? We send it to the national office like we've done in the past?
Yeah,
Richard, that's right.
Ask if there are any objections.
I'm talking to Brian, not everybody else. Oh, no. Up. I can't hear everybody at the same time. Excuse me. Brian, now what?
That's what I would recommend, but I think as secretary, you know, you could use some discretion to set up a fair process. It just has to be a way to submit ballots.
No, we don't have time for discussions. We're gonna
send it to someone at the national office to count.
Okay, your
point
of
order.
No,
point
just
of order.
A minute, Teresa. Just a minute, Teresa. Brian's point of order is that this needs to be either a ballot. By acclamation.
Correct.
Excuse me. And if it's a ballot, then we will send the ballots to the national office. To whom it's a national office?
You can send them to Lichelle. She took over the admin stuff. I can send that address to the secretary.
To whom? No, Brian. I'm still talking to Brian. To whom at the national office?
Lichelle, sure.
Who?
Lichelle, the administrative assistant.
Michelle Mosley. I can send her email address to you, Richard.
Michelle Mosley. Okay.
Point of order.
I'm gonna just a second, Teresa. I'm gonna rule that I'm gonna concur with this point of order, and I'm gonna ask that we send our ballots. If you try to do vote more than once, that your email will give you away. But that's what we need to do, and we need to set a date to do this by. Don't we? What is a week long
one
enough
week.
To get it in there? Is
a
week
order? That's fine.
No, we're not talking points of order right now. I'm talking about a point of order. Just stand in line. How long are we going to give people to make this vote? I don't think you
one
need much.
1 week.
1 week. That's okay. That's your suggestion. That's December the 26th. Okay, that's going to be the ruling of the chair that the point of order. And I sustain that point of order, and that we will send our ballots into the national office, Melissa Mosley, and they have to be there by noon Pacific time, December the 26th.
Point
okay,
of
Teresa. Just a second. Teresa had a point of order. What is your point of order, Teresa?
Yes. I would like, because Brian just stated, because if anyone objects to my motion that we accept this by acclamation, that it needs to go to a vote, I would like to know where that is in Robert's Rules of Order.
Well, we can't ask you if there's any objections to a... There's no motion of acclamation. Are you making a motion of acclamation?
That was my motion, that we accept Janice Lane Ewart by acclamation. And that's what Tracy amended to include both of them accepted by acclamation.
Okay, I'm sure that's in the right written part that you're sending to the secretary, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And the secretary thanks you, too. is there any objection to the amended motion to elect these two folks by acclamation?
Yes.
Okay, there is objections. Okay, that's all we need to say.
Thank you.
There is objection, so that we will go back to the ballot that I tried to clarify earlier.
But my point of order is, Matt, Mr. Chair, that I would like to know where it says that in Robert's Rules of Order.
That's not a point of order. That's a point of information.
Yeah, that's the point of information and
parliamentary
honestly,
inquiry, whatever.
Honestly, Teresa, we don't have time to look that up. We've got a couple of minutes here and then we're gonna move on. So I'm gonna rule that out of order and I'm gonna move on.
This is Serene with a point of information about the ballot issue.
Who's that, Serene?
Serene with a point of information about the ballot issue.
I'm asking who is speaking, Serene?
Yes, I'm beginning with my name, Serene, okay. With a point of information.
Serene, there's a lot of noise on this phone. I don't have the best hearing in the world, so let's...
I'm sorry, that was my name. I thought I was making it easier for you by doing
okay,
it.
Okay, speak then, speak. Come on with it, let's go.
I'll try to speak up. When you say the 26th, you mean we get a week from whenever you send out the ballots, right? Not a week from this call.
There are no ballots going out. I know you guys are very capable. You can get two names onto one piece of paper. You can vote for them or not vote for them. There's no ballot coming out. You just vote for or against. You just vote. And you know how to vote. And we don't need to go into explaining and wasting more time on explanation. I'm responding to you.
Well, you know, customarily when you ask people to vote, you provide a ballot, but that's fine. My question then is, do you plan to send out an email or something to the full board notifying people of what they need to do if it's not a formal ballot? Because there are people who aren't on this call.
Okay, I'll be sure and do that. Secretary, if I'm waking up over there, I'll get him to do it.
Thank you. And it'll be, people will have a week from whenever that notice is sent out, if it's tomorrow.
That notice will go out tonight.
Whatever the case is, I said a week from whenever.
And the deadline, no ma'am, the deadline is the 26th of December at noon West Coast time.
Okay, so that's less than a week. Thank you. Okay.
We have 2 minutes and about 2 years worth of
Could you please give the floor back to Heather Gray?
I can't do it while you're talking, Ms. Director, and I'm trying to finish up here. Okay, we got 1 minute, and I will return the chair back to Heather Gray. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Secretary. The issue is, I think that Richard was about to say, is we have about 1 minute left in this time for the open session, so either we move into executive session or we extend our open session for...
Madam Chair, I move that we extend to half an hour.
Is there a second?
No. Okay.
There's no second?
Nope. I second it. Mitchell seconds it.
This is Jeff. I second it.
Can I ask a point of information, please? Robert.
Yes, Serene. Point of information.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I've misplaced my copy of the agenda here. What's next? What are the next two, three things?
Yeah,
on the agenda?
Discussion of budgets.
And there are three.
Point of order.
I'm sorry. Yes, it's not the discussion about the in-person meeting in Washington.
Point of order.
Yes.
Point
yes.
of order.
Richard.
Time has expired. You have a motion on the floor. You can't talk about stuff anymore unless this motion passes by two-thirds.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much, Richard.
Right, but
so
my point of information was because I wanted to know what precisely we were going to get in the time we were extending.
We're going to get a headache.
I'm going to ask people to please be recognized before speaking. We are in the process of talking about an extension of time, and that's what we need to go on this.
Okay.
So are there objections to extending the time? There objections to extending the time for 3 minutes?
Yes.
There is an objection. All right. So, Mr. Secretary, I'm going to ask for you to call the roll, please.
Okay. Edward Seeker?
No.
Rosenberg?
I'm going to ask.
What was that? What was that? Tracy, I couldn't hear what you said.
Sorry, Richard, that was an abstain.
Abstain.
On the extension, yes.
Okay. Wilkinson?
No.
No. Diaz? King? Norman?
Yes.
Yes. Stitt? Resign?
No.
Liddy? No. Crumshow? Can't hear you, John.
Pass.
Medina.
I pass.
Pass. Reese. You still there, Summer?
I'm here. I don't know. Come back to me.
Was that a no?
That's a pass.
Back.
It's a pass.
A pass. Alan.
Yes.
Yes. Polinar.
Yes.
Yes. Kitchell. Can't hear you, Nancy.
Sorry. No.
No. Okay. Uzel, no. Burden?
No.
No. Coleman? Janet, can't hear you.
Sorry, no.
What was that? Yes?
Can you hear me? No.
No, okay. Roberts.
Pass.
Saba. Can't hear you, Monterje. Lane, yours.
No.
No. We've got, let's see, Crumshaw pass.
No.
No.
Medina. I'm going to abstain.
Abstain. Reese.
No.
No. Roberts.
Abstain.
Abstain. Saba, did you hear me? Okay. And 3:10:3.
Okay, so the extension time fails, so we'll move into executive session. See you all in a minute.
Okay, we're hanging up, right?